This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
8 o'clock hour with the surprise Wednesday wheel spin coming up at 8:20. It is Sean and RJ Choppy out on vacation for the rest of the week. We got Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's see if Adam Schefter once again interrupts Below the Belt at 8:40 for the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
Nick Eatman recapping practice yesterday in Frisco at 9. Brett Boone, your Rangers hitting coach, at 9:20 after they lose again to Kansas City 5-2.
Boy, that's how are we going to break the ice there?
I don't know.
How do we like come in with just like a joke or something? I don't know. There's got to be something because he's not going to be happy. He didn't look happy last week. This is not going to be good.
Not going to be good. Okay, let's go around the rest of the NFL. Bobby has the overreactions or not.
Yep, let's do NFL overreactions or not. These will not be as funny because RJ Choppy is not here, and he is funnier than I am, and so we know that those will be better when he's back. But I've got some NFL overreactions or not. Number one, whether he starts another game or not, the Anthony Richardson era in Indianapolis effectively ended on Tuesday. Overreaction or not?
Not an overreaction. Daniel Jones beats him out for the job. Man. That is bad, and that is depressing as a Colts fan, as I talked about yesterday in Crosstalk. Why are you just not even going? You don't even want to go with the young kid to go ahead and start off the season, then go to Daniel Jones? Yeah, this thing is effectively done there.
And there's a tweet of somebody on the Colts beat like sharing Shane Steichen talking about this yesterday. And I don't know. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but it's just it read funny to me. It said, this is probably already obvious, but Shane Steichen made this quarterback decision without regard for the future. This is about 2025 and 2025 only. Wanted to make sure there's no confusion on this point. So like basically just trying to say like, no, look, we're just trying to win now. This has nothing to do with Anthony, which you're gonna say that. You're gonna try to underline that because you don't want to lose a guy. And Anthony Richardson seemed to handle it like a pro yesterday from what I saw. He was just very like, yeah, it sucks. Like you compete, you hope to win. You know, but he seemed to hold his head up. But I agree. I think this is not an overreaction. I think it's done.
Would you trade Joe Milton for Anthony Richardson?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Because the Anthony Richardson, as somebody, I've referenced this before. Somebody told me they're like, I don't see a whole hell of a lot of difference between Anthony Richardson and Joe Milton when they were coming out. And that was half a slight towards Richardson and half a praise for Milton. More just saying like, I would never take Milton in the top five either. But that's where people want to put Anthony Richardson. Richardson still has that top five glow to him that he would cost more. So, no, I think they're relatively similar players at this point. All right, NFL overreactions or not. You can weigh in on these on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. Overreaction or not, it's Super Bowl or unemployment line for Kyle Shanahan this season.
look, I don't know what all the reports are to San Francisco and how they feel about him there in town, how much the heat is actually on. I would lean towards overreaction still, especially after all the departures this offseason. Like, everyone is kind of thinking, now John Lynch may not agree with this, because he, as the GM, would say, I'm still putting the players out there that are good enough for us to be a true contender. But Jerry Rice came out and said they changed too much this offseason. So with that being said, I think it leans towards overreaction. But he feels like it's slowly starting with him.
I think it's an overreaction, but I don't think it should be. Kyle Shanahan is brilliant. I love his coaching style. I love his X's and O's. I would just, at some point, you got to do it, dude. Like right now, you feel like, to me, you feel like coaching Dan Marino right now, where it's just like, yeah, you've got all this great stuff, but like, why can't you win? And he's been in a position to win a couple different times and just hasn't followed through.
Jerry Rice says it's got too much youth, in his opinion. Too many young guys.
682, Shanahan should be on the hot seat. 214, overreaction for Kyle Shanahan. NFL overreactions or not, Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson, who have both requested trades because they're not happy with the Commanders, are evidence that the Commanders are still the Commanders, meaning the Dan Snyder era has not been completely washed away from there.
Overreaction. Now, Brian Robinson, Dan Quinn basically said he was getting dealt. I get the McLaurin thing. We haven't talked about it as much as we should. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating topic because Terry McLaurin's worth to Washington is probably more than anywhere else. But is Terry McLaurin DK Metcalf? No, he's not as an athlete. You can make the argument that he is and maybe is even better in terms of the production. Then you have to factor in the age. Like, I think Terry McLaurin is one of these fascinating players that you could have a 2-hour long argument deciding his value. And that's what they're obviously going through right now.
Yeah, I think he's, I'm going to say overreaction because I think McLaurin's going to get done. I think theirs is gamesmanship. And Robinson is just clearly they don't agree any longer. Like, they don't agree on what his role should be, what he's worth, anything like that. That's just a split. That happens. The McLaurin thing gave me some pause early on as to whether or not they were falling back into bad ways, because I was like, he's not asking for 40, is he? So, like, what would be the problem? And even though he's not asking for 40, it doesn't sound like he's asking for way more than what somebody would pay you or what they'd want to pay Terry McLaurin. So I get it. I think that one's going to get done, though. They'll clean it up.
I do think that we need to talk about, no one is bringing up, well, I don't know if the first fake shows are, like, Washington over us in the East. We may need to pump the brakes on that a little bit with what they're going through with this drama. Okay? Your team leader and your best receiver,
your best soldier through really, really rough times,
may not be there to start the year. Now, he may just step out there and play like we think Micah is going to do, but with that type of unhappiness, or they end up dealing him, that's a problem for them, a big problem for them.
Yeah, I think he's viewed not totally similarly, because I know you don't like this guy. But, like, I think it's viewed similarly in a lot of ways to, like, Derek Carr, where it's like, that dude kind of soldiered up through some really ugly times for you guys, and he's probably do a little bit more than you would give to somebody else.
Like, stop me when the slot fits here for McLaurin's value. Jamar's making 40, Jefferson's making 35, Lamb's making 34.
Stop there. 940 says $33 million. If $33 million is what they're asking for, you need to pay it. Because they said that's not unreasonable for McLaurin. I think given where the cap is at, 32, 33 might be fair.
Okay, well, 33 is DK, and then Garrett Wilson is 32 and a half.
That might be fair. I would shorter-term deal it probably, but on an average annual value, I would probably give McLaurin that. All right, NFL overreactions or not, let's do a Cowboys one. Let's do an uncomfortable Cowboys one. Naming Joe Milton the backup would damage Brian Schottenheimer's competition mantra credibility. Overreaction or not?
Ooh, that's a good one. Damage it? That might be a little short. Like, we're pretending like Will Greer is like this definite solid dude. He's played like two games. How much better do you think Will Greer is than Joe Milton?
Like, today as a player, not ability, but just as somebody who can function in an NFL game?
Like, when we're out of practice, right? Is it a no-brainer that Will Grier was better than Joe? Is it just like, if you go in the locker room and it's like, tell me who's been better? Like, are we going to get a split decision?
Will Grier's not. Will Grier's ability is not as good as Joe Milton's at all.
And no, so, forget, yeah, no, as no, a but player. I'm saying,
so in those practice contexts, it's really hard to see why Grier is a more functional quarterback. I would say, when we talk about the point value difference, to me, I would right now say Will Grier versus Joe Milton would be like 2 to 3 points on a spread to me difference. Like, that's how much better I think Will Grier is right now. And not even necessarily better, but just ready to handle an NFL game. I think this would damage the credibility with fans. I don't think it would damage credibility with the team. I think the team kind of understands how a lot of these things work and understand, yeah, Joe's kind of the future of what they're trying to develop here. They need the time. I think they wouldn't feel like it does anything to the competition line. But I think a lot of fans would feel like, you've said competition, meritocracy, all that, and the very first decision we see on that, and you're just letting him pass? No.
Yeah, I don't want to overpraise Will Grier by saying, yes, it would question the competition mantra. I don't want to overpraise him. But like I said, I would start Will Grier Friday night and give him all the reps in practice to go into the season as Dak's number two. It will be Milton Friday.
All right, NFL overreactions or not, keeping the quarterback theme. If Caleb Williams struggles this season, that says more about Caleb Williams than it does Ben Johnson. Overreaction or not?
That's not an overreaction. No, that's not an overreaction. Second year in, still early. But yeah, the pressure is on Ben Johnson. Even the other night when they destroyed Buffalo, I was like, ha, look at the Ben Johnson genius right there. Look at all these points. Look at Caleb's drives.
Yeah, it's impressive. This is what gives me pause. And I'm sort of on right. I don't know. That's probably like my most RJ Choppy take right now. You know how Choppy sometimes will just be like, why is he taking this take? And all of a sudden he just starts going further into it because he's like, well, I'm in it now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I'm probably getting with Ben Johnson at this point. Where I was just like, we don't have to crown him yet. And then people freak out at that. I'm like, all right, well, we'll go even further aside. Ben Johnson's awful. So like I'm trying to guard against that a little bit. But it does, I naturally think Caleb Williams, it feels like with the way things were reported, how things went there, it feels like he almost lost the year in a lot of ways. And so I don't know how much this is truly a year two for him. And there's so much of an assumption that just Ben Johnson is it and he's a genius that I don't know if there's going to be enough latitude given towards, well, Caleb's still, like, this isn't necessarily just all going to be on Caleb, like, to me. And so I personally feel like it's an overreaction to say it's definitely more on Caleb than Ben Johnson if there's struggles here. Because to me, if Ben Johnson is who he says he is or who they've talked about, Kyle Shanahan made a Super Bowl run with Jimmy Garoppolo. Caleb Williams has talent. If Ben Johnson is who he says he is, then he should be better this year. What do you think? You're saying overreaction?
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with it, but it's an overreaction just to be like, okay, one of them is not the guy. It's their first year together. It's Caleb's second in the league. Like, let's have a little bit of patience.
NFL overreaction or not, Aaron Rodgers has reached the, quote, he's starting to harm his legacy stage of holding on too long.
I can read, though.
Ooh, that's a fascinating one.
I'm interested. You're fascinating.
By the way, is it Art Rooney, Dan Rooney, whoever the owner left is? The Rooney owner was he's been a model citizen. Everything you think of, everything you hear about with Aaron Rodgers, everything you expect, he has delivered. No, it is not going to affect his legacy for me. His legacy for me is all-time great talent, all-time great thrower of the football, who at one point was arguably the best quarterback. He was so good, people were saying he was better than Tom Brady. And then you got all the off-the-field stuff. But that's my on-the-field, and probably should have ended up with another one. That is Aaron Rodgers' legacy. But it's not being ruined for me, because in my mind, I think last year showed that he's done or about to be done.
Didn't change his legacy, but did. How did your perspective in retrospect on Brett Favre's career change with the years in with the Jets and the Vikings? Did it do anything at all?
Yeah, it reinforced to me that Minnesota year reinforced that he was a freaking beast.
If it had stopped at the Jets, would it have been like?
I don't remember what they were.
They were like 8-8. They were mid.
Probably wouldn't. Probably would. I don't know that. I don't knock MJ. I'm not an end of your run legacy detractor. Like, people are like, oh, Michael to the Wizards. I don't care. Michael's last shot was in Utah in 1998.
Right. But like it's like Scrubs season 8. I don't even pay attention to the last season of Scrubs. Michael, the difference I would say with him though is Michael won 6 titles. Like Michael had established his career narrative. Aaron's narrative, his career trajectory is partially thought of as like you didn't win enough.
And I'll hold that against him for Green Bay. You didn't win enough in Green Bay.
And look, I think when you look at the numbers, he was not as bad last year as we talk about him being. I'll say this. You mentioned the Vikings thing saved it. Rodgers might be able to boost his legacy a little bit if he does anything in Pittsburgh this year.
Well, it would have been more impressive in New York.
Yeah.
I question his leader. I did hold out some hope. Oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is that much of a winner. He's going to go into New York. He's going to clean that up. He'll be the difference maker. And he did not. So it's not as impressive for Aaron Rodgers to win in Pittsburgh than it would be with the Jets because of the dumpster fire. Overreactions or not around the rest of the National Football League here on Sean and RJ. It's a hump day.
Hump day.
It's about to be 8:20. That means we spin the wheel.
Ooh, I didn't take Deer Choppy off here. I just thought of that. Thank God we're not getting that. We are getting Am I the A-Hole? All right, so 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Go ahead and text us in your different issues that are arising in your life, and you got to get the answer, hey, am I in the wrong here, or is it the other person? We'll get into those next here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
It is time for Am I the A-Hole here on 105.3. This is what won the wheel spin today. We've done this a few times now, and the basic premise here is just you present a problem to us that you have in your life where there's a disagreement of who is in the wrong, and we will tell you if you are the a-hole or if it is the other person. And we've also got some others that have been submitted over on Reddit, but we're going to go to the fan text for these first ones. And Sean, I feel like this is these are the kind of things that you'll be a good judge of telling people who's right and who's wrong. You do it with me.
Love
all the
being
time.
Tied to the topic of are you the a-hole? You're great for this.
You're good. No, you are good at identifying who's in the wrong. Well,
what would
ChatGPT
say, Sean?
That's a good. I should submit these to ChatGPT after and see if you were in lockstep with them. All right, first one. 817. Our old accountant retired, and the new accountant has been learning the ins and outs, but it's been a challenge. Coming along a little slow. Yesterday, the retired accountant was in the building, and I softly yelled out. I don't know how you softly yell, but I softly yelled out. You're here to save us. My boss heard and scolded me for saying that. And now I feel like S. Am I the a-hole?
Well, how many people heard it?
Let's assume they'll text in. I'm sure. Let's assume the new accountant did hear it.
Yeah. Well, if you're not cool with the new accountant, you are an a-hole. If you are cool with them and you've made jokes like, oh, I can eat this week. I got paid. It didn't mess up my direct deposit. Depends whether you're cool with them and how many people heard it. If you don't have that warm and fuzzy relationship and the person heard it, yes, you are the a-hole.
Yeah, I guess it also depends on why are they struggling? Are they improving? Are you kicking somebody when they're clearly just trying to get through and develop? Yeah, then you might be. But, like, I mean, the fact that you feel guilt and you feel like S probably means, like, you understand you maybe were. Maybe you apologize to them if they heard it or something else. Peyton, what do you think?
Yeah, Sean's right. It's all about the relationship. You know, you can't do the ball busting unless you're close enough. You know, we bust each other's balls all the time on the show. If someone new came on the show, you know, was hosting, filling in or whatever, unless we actually knew that person, you know, like, I mean, let's just say.
Yeah, we thought we were close to G-Bag. We were wrong.
Right, yeah. So it's all about the relationship.
I'm close here with before, them again.
But yeah, because that's always my issue is that if I know someone new, it's like I got to get to know you before I'm that funny guy. Just like when I first showed on the show, you guys thought I was lame. But then, like, you got to know me, and maybe you still think I'm lame. But
and now you're your third funniest on the show. Why are you close with them again?
Because I won G-Bag of the Day yesterday. So
for what?
Scott Braun. They're just happy that somebody's defending them. And so they were like, Dawson was ready to five-time it yesterday. He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Run that through. But, yeah, Scott Braun won yesterday. All right, 901, we're doing Am I the A-Hole here. Text in your predicaments, and we'll rule on them. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. 901 says, my wife is friends with some deadbeat parents who aren't throwing their four-year-old a birthday party because they say he won't remember stuff. That's not very nice. But am I the a-hole for wondering why we are even friends with these losers?
Because they just don't want to throw the party?
Yeah, like that would be enough to just say, I don't want to even be friends with you anymore.
I think that's a little extreme. Man, four, I think you got to throw one at four.
I do too.
One, two.
I remember my fourth birthday party. It was Aladdin. I loved it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. I don't know. Do you remember like fifth, sixth, seventh?
No.
Or does four stick out for some reason?
No, I was obsessed with the movie that year.
Okay.
And so like when that came out, like I remember my mom made like some, she did this like Cave of Wonders setup thing that she made, and it was really cool. So that still sticks out to me.
I don't think you're the a-hole. If I have to rule on it hard and fast, I'm not saying you're the a-hole for wondering whether you should still be friends with them, but I don't think you should defriend for that reason. That's not strong enough.
Depends on how bad of friends they are, maybe. Like if you're not like that close with them, you're just kind of like, we kind of socially hang out with them. It's like, well, now I just think I don't like these people anymore. I wouldn't think it's so, maybe a little petty, but I'm petty.
Hanging on the thread. You know, you're looking for a reason.
Yeah. I bet like Jimmy looking for the reason to not finish the speech. Oh, sorry. Jerry walked in, guys. I got to go. Peyton, what do you say?
Yeah, not the a-hole here. It's just it's weird to like, you know, question someone else's not parenting skills on that, but for throwing a birthday party. But just, you know, their knowledge of like if it's all for the memories, I guess. I mean, Sean, you've thrown, you know, birthday parties for, you know, your 1 year old and everything all the way through Ollie. Like, I mean, it's all about the memories and stuff. I have no problem with them doing
it. We have an adjustment here, by the way. 901 is saying, come on, read the rest. It broke it up into different pieces, so I didn't see the other added part of this. They said that they aren't wasting the money. His wife is now throwing a party for their kid at their house, buying all the decorations, tons of gifts, and all that stuff. So they're actually throwing the party for this one, and he doesn't want to be friends with them anymore over this.
Oh, you know, the other thing is, what are the people's finances?
Yeah.
You know, do you have $300 just to throw away, you know, or burn, or however much you're going to do it? Every time I think we're having the party and event at my house, I'm going to save versus paying for a venue and food and drink, and then I'm going to a fast food place for 250 nuggets, right, and then buying all the kids drinks and then getting alcohol for all the parents.
But see, like, I know our the Aladdin party I had that is vivid in my head. That didn't, like, I know that wasn't, like, super expensive.
Yeah, because you had no friends. It was, like, two people.
Exactly. It wasn't a big thing.
Like you and the teddy, but you and Teddy Ruxpin.
I did something super disgusting at that party that I'll have to tell you about during the break, because I don't know if...
Do something to the bottle?
No. I'll tell you during the break. You'll hear it. But
I was rubbing the lamp too much?
No, I had plenty of friends there. There's like a dozen kids there that day.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was good. That's why it sticks out to me. It was the only time there were a dozen kids around me other than my siblings. All right.
Nine of them were your siblings.
Yeah, we're doing Am I the A-Hole here on 105.3 The Fan. Text in your predicaments, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, 702 texts in. Ooh, my girlfriend will come home from the gym or from the airport and will take a shower without washing her hair. You know, a lot of women, they will not wash their hair every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep in the same bed with her if she's not going to wash her hair after that.
Dang.
Am I the a-hole?
No, it's all about hygiene, personal hygiene preference, really. I mean, if you don't want to, then, I mean, you could probably...
What is she doing at the gym, though? Like, RJ doesn't do cardio. So if she's going to the gym and she's lifting at five different... women, they're not... Guys don't even... Josh Smith came on here and he's like, no, I have this beautiful head of hair because I don't wash my hair every day. Women don't wash their hair every day. Is that a rule?
It can damage it, like if you wash out all the oils and stuff. But
is that a rule you can set in you have to set in your house? You want her to go to the gym every day. That's awesome. But that means you have a rule she has to wash her hair every day? A-hole, strong, but you're in the wrong.
Some funky hair, man.
You can't smell it.
If you're like, but it depends on, what if you're a spooner? What if that's how you like to lay down at night? And then you've got a face full of gym
hair. You have
to
trust that she knows when it has to be washed. If she's going through a workout and it's drenched and it's like, oh my God, I have no choice. But if she's going through enough workouts and not, you know, stinking, if you're with someone and they don't know their own sense of smell, then you need to get out of the relationship. If they don't know when they smell or stink, that's a red flag. You got to bail.
Can you use the perfume? Is that fine if you just say, hey, can you spray your hair right before bed? Just so I don't smell the stench of your hair.
Hey, babe, I got your necklace, sweetheart. Why is it this pine cone tree? Why is this?
Hey, that's an ethical life hack. I like it. 706, I'm a billionaire sports owner and I won't pay my best defensive player. Am I the a-hole?
I'm not
confident. Not do that one? Okay. All right, next one. 314.
Depends what the best defensive player is asking for.
314 texts in, am I the a-hole for wanting to throat punch the new worker at my racetrack because every time I try to pay, I have to wait for him to get off his phone?
No, you're not the a-hole. That person, I would go outside, I would look at the customer service phone number, I'd get in my car, and I would call to try to get them fired.
Oh, yeah. See, you would go petty with that.
It's not petty. It's do your freaking job. Do your damn job.
With urgency.
Get off your phone.
They do it. They got to get off their
phone.
Yes,
with urgency. Yes, you have to do it with urgency. Get off the phone. You should be gone.
It's probably a Gen Z person, too. Always on the cell phone.
I mean, I'm always on the cell phone, and I'm not right. Gen Z.
Time of the morning? What time of day is it? All right, I'll stop sometimes to get gas before I come in here at... 5:15 in the morning. If someone's doing something on there, I don't care. Like, no one's in the store. It's the dead of night or the dead of morning. If it's 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 10 a.m., get off your phone. If it's overnight or wee hours of the morning, I'm fine with it.
I would imagine this is, if this is someone who's up now listening to us, I would imagine this is probably somebody who it's during daylight hours, so... all right, 214 here in Am I the A-Hole, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Half my buddies are burned out on fantasy football, but I keep pushing them for our 10-year league to continue. Am I the A-Hole?
Absolutely not. You want to keep the camaraderie? You want to keep participating?
What if you're like guilting them? They're just like, I'm burned out. I don't have time. You're making me commit to something I don't want to do.
Well, they should take it as a compliment that the person still kind of wants you around. Like, right now, people are slowly turning in the building on Carter. Carter's our commissioner. He won't set the draft date. He won't. Now I think he's just doing it out of rebellion. Like, last year at this time, we did it Labor Day weekend. But we knew. I think we got the notification. And I think Carter is just like, he's just being defiant. Because we don't have a draft date yet, and people are starting to get uneasy. I'm getting side texts about it. So hey, man, maybe you can come into our league if we ever get a draft date set.
Oh, look at that. You're going to make him commit to that now.
I thought I did Monday when I said it to him after our meeting. But
no, I mean, you're going to make the, I'm saying the listener's going to be like, hell yeah, I'll jump in on your league now.
Can you imagine we took this random Tolo over
Rima? Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
He asked me this morning. He was like, so what about this fantasy league? I was like, I don't know.
But. Speaking of Rima, Fan Phenom tomorrow night, Thursday, Zach Wolchuk hosting.
Fort Worth.
They're going to be out at Jake's in Fort Worth. Peyton, what's your ruling on this one?
Look, fantasy football is just, it's a difference. You know, you really have to, like for some people, not saying it's life or death, but I mean, some people are really like, this is part of their lives and stuff. So I have no problem with them like edging the guys on, like, you know, come on, like, let's keep this going.
It's more annoying than a-hole, like, yeah. You know.
Saying, come on, guys, it's tradition. Yeah, like, I get it. But, like, it is a sweet sentiment.
I need to throw in one. I need to put myself in here. Am I the a-hole? Y'all need, seriously, I'm asking for the education. I don't know, because I just have a kid going to kindergarten. Am I the a-hole for 1 week into my kid's new school thinking about complaining or raising a ruckus that it takes 25 to 30 minutes to drop them off and pick them up every day?
Combined or each time?
Each time. My wife is sitting in a car line for half an hour. Every drop off and pick up. Is that common?
Yeah. Kristen will go.
How is this possible? Now again, I grew up in a podunk town, 10,000 people.
Most dangerous city in America.
It's definitely not a well. So we don't have the numbers. This is insane. Like, people have lives, people have jobs. And you're sitting there 25 to 30, but she's getting there 20 minutes before he's supposed to be at school. And by the time he gets out of the car, he's being rung up for being late. Work out a freaking system. You all have walkie-talkies and microphones. Like, is this common? Please tell me.
Drop-off should not. I don't feel like
drop-off. I don't want to be this parent 1 weekend.
I don't feel like drop-off should take that long. Pick-up, yeah, the lines and everything else, that can take forever. I don't know that you're the a-hole. You just maybe have unrealistic expectations. It's a little bit like... You're not the a-hole for complaining about how much we're taxed and you don't want to pay taxes, but it's like, yeah, but like we all know you got to.
Yeah.
And so like, it is one of those things where it's just like, it's a side. So I think if you complain about it, they're going to go, congratulations, you're the millionth person to tell us you hate pickup and drop off.
You have any idea of McKenzie's school? Like, is taking forever?
Yeah, I don't know so much about drop off. I know like pickup, it does take a while, but it comes back to that. I know it's an eye rolling thing, but it's the safety thing.
972 says that always takes a week or two to start smoothing out. Everybody has
told,
to deal with it.
I was whole first day, and now I'm hearing week, and now I'm in second week.
I think if you had a plan, like to pitch to them, then maybe that would be easier. If you just went in there complaining,
they just adopt my plan, my proposal. We got guys parking in handicap spots, walking up to get the kids. What happens then if it rains? People are trying to put their kids on the bus, but now the Facebook page says there's not air conditioning on the bus. Every kid's coming in sunburnt, apparently, to their house from the bus.
We walked to
They're
pick
standing
up.
Outside for 25 minutes, getting burned by the heat, and then apparently the bus is not cooling them down. That's what's going on the Facebook page.
We're close enough to pick up Laura by walking, so we walk to avoid car line because it's that brutal. So, but I mean, we have to do car line for Addison, and that's a pain.
Has Adam Schefter popped off on TV again this morning, or... Well, we finally talk about the 53-man roster. That's next.
Thanks, God.
And below, the belt, Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
No Adam Schefter audio. So we won't talk about the departure of the Cowboys 2021 first-round pick. Let's talk about the departure of the Cowboys 2023 first-round pick. Let's do it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing and Window Nation.
And just to follow up on all the Adam Schefter stuff, you felt like he doubled down after the audio we played yesterday?
Yeah, so we played the audio yesterday from an interview he did with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, and Evan... I keep forgetting his last
Cohen.
Name. Cohen. Evan Cohen, yeah.
Walchuk will be happy with you.
Where he did the... he had basically told them, like, he thinks the Cowboys and Mike are heading for a divorce. And that this is what's eventually going to happen. Whether it's now, a year from now, 2 years from now, long-term deal doesn't get done. And so that's one thing. People say stuff all the time, be a little flippant with some things. When you do a million interviews like that, you have a tendency to maybe sometimes have to double back and say, hey, by the way, this is actually what I meant to say, or this is this or that. And he did not do that yesterday. He went on his podcast and said the exact same thing and said, I think they're heading for a divorce. So that to me says when you're doubling down, you've thought about this and it wasn't just said something kind of just, oh, in a loose moment and you weren't like super locked in. This is like a big story to you that you think needs to be talked about. And the fact that he's all of a sudden going this direction, the trade request has been out there. I'm trying to remember, did we talk to him after the request was made?
Talk to
Schefter when we had him on last.
No.
Okay, so it was before the request was made. Either way, he's talked about they want the request. To all of a sudden pivot to a divorce is coming, I can't imagine it's just Mike Asai going, hey, really start pushing this request, though. He must sense something from Dallas's side. Whether it's been told directly or heard through league circles, he must sense that there's a problem between the two of them now, and it's not just one party wanting out.
And I think Jerry's like, I'll have a full season to fix it. I can turn on the charm whenever I want. We got a full year.
Yeah.
We got over 20 weeks to work it out.
Yeah.
And until then, we will save $20 million in making you play for 24 or 21, whatever it is.
I mean, if they don't want him to go anywhere, if they just legitimately are like, you're playing here and this is what we're doing, they can keep him here for 3 more years.
Yeah.
Like, without a problem. And so that's the thing that is faced with that Mike is facing right now, that like you've mentioned before, does Mike just have to like really raise a stink? Does it, the Charles Haley line, where Charles Haley in this documentary, they talk about Charles Haley walked into the office of the general manager
in San Francisco,
peed on his desk in front of him and looked at him and said, this is how bad I want out of here.
And swung at George Seifert.
And it's like,
threw a punch.
If Mike did that, maybe he gets traded. I don't think Mike wants to do that. I don't think Mike is at that level.
Well, Charles almost hit Jerry with a helmet, and that didn't get him out of here. So I don't know if that.
In fact,
would
that
work
got
with
a
Jerry.
Contract done. That got Emmett's deal done.
Got
so
Emmett's deal done.
Maybe that's how we get Micah's deal done. You just have Charles walk back in there and pop off a little bit. But I do think that this is indicative that there's at least a. I don't think it's a 100% certainty to Dallas of like, nope, he's here. And we're just keeping it real. It at least opens up to the idea that Dallas must be looking at, people in Dallas must be looking at, like, hey, we got to talk about what it might look like if he's not here, if this doesn't get fixed. Because they haven't called. I mean, that's the thing that we keep hearing is that there's not been anything that's occurred yet. It's like, all right, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to work on this? Are you going to do anything about this? Or are you just going to kind of sit back and let it happen? So we were out there at practice yesterday. Micah Parsons was in attendance. He showed up about 30 minutes into practice, missed a lot of the stretching stuff, but showed up and parked his chair outside and just
not getting the back worked on.
No. So, I mean, his he needed to sit because of his back, I guess. And so he had the chair set up there, was sitting there talking with Trayvon Diggs for a lot of the day. I saw a lot of people on social media sharing pictures of him on the side, and they're like, who's this guy standing there talking to him all the day? Is this somebody in the salary cap department? It's like, no, that's Tad. That's Tad Carper, the Cowboys PR director. So he was just sitting there chatting with Micah for a lot of the afternoon. So if you were out at practice yesterday and wondered who that was, that's Tad Carper, their PR director. But when that all is going on and Micah's sitting there for that whole practice.
How was the crowd out there? Anyone yell, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's so hard to hear. And like the noise of them yelling my name, like, it's hard to distinguish which one of you is it. And so, like, I'm a little bit like, guys, please, like, I got to work. But, like, yeah, the love was definitely being showered upon me. And I just had to act too cool to even hear it. But it was mostly, all right, Peyton, you want these
how
hands?
Many people?
So I don't know. I'm trying to think how many
was
people.
Was it packed? Was it half full? Was it three quarters?
It was full on one side, and then the other side was like maybe 70% full or something like that. There were a lot of people. I don't know. There were a lot of people like walking in the little like end zone area for some reason.
What
like,
about the physicality that we kept hearing about?
I mean, there was a fight at one point. It was I'm trying to remember who it was. Damone Clark mixed it up with one of the like back end of the roster backs, and I can't remember who it was. But he had basically not liked to chip it as he kind of walked up and like. Blindside knocked him down during a Joe Milton scramble, and that started some pushing and shoving for a few minutes that had to be broken up. But a little chippy. I mean, we had the great George Pickens catch, which we played earlier. The coolest thing I saw at training camp yesterday was
Schoon got banged up. Jaden blew back.
Schoon had left the field with a trainer midway through practice. Not sure what the issue is there yet. Jaden Blue said he feels good. He feels like he doesn't have any limitations, so he says that he feels healthy and ready to go. But the coolest thing I saw is when we went down there and we walked down to the field to do post-practice interviews with players on the field, two guys that were working off to the side, and Aiden will have this video up here, Donovan Ezeraku and Lyle Collins were spending 15 minutes working together. And we've seen this before, and you'll see it right there on the fan cam. It's a cool thing when you see the veteran taking somebody out of the way and just trying to show, hey, this is what you got to watch out for here. I know there was something similar going on with Tyler Booker and Oso Odighizuwa that he was trying to show Tyler, like, hey, these are some certain things that people are going to do. But, I mean, we just finished watching the Wall documentary that the Cowboys did, and they talked about how big an impact DeMarcus Ware had on Tyron Smith for sharing insight as a young player. Tyron did that for Micah, and Micah has talked about how much he appreciated it. So I always think this is cool whenever you see a veteran who's spending time with the younger players and be like, hey, let's give you a hand here. And especially somebody like LC, who just came back into the fold recently and is basically a 13. They were not kidding. You know how sometimes you hear about he's in the best shape of his life. LC is, look at him there. He is lighter. Like when I first got down there, I had to look and I was like, wait, that's Lyell. Like that doesn't even look like him.
Yeah.
He's genuinely as fit as I've seen him in a really long time. All right. Let's talk about the Cowboys first round pick that I just teased a second ago. John Machota had an article up over at The Athletic yesterday that was, the headline alone is one that's going to make you raise an eyebrow a little bit, because I think some people have felt like, as bad as Mozzie Smith has been, or as frustrating as Mozzie Smith has been, I think everybody's just been like, yeah, but 3-year rule, he'll be around, they don't have any defensive tackles, whatever else. John writes, the actions speak for themselves. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackles Oso Odighizuwa and Solomon Thomas have not played one snap in the preseason. Mozzie Smith has played in both games, 42 total snaps. He was still on the field in the second half of Saturday's second preseason game. That is a bad sign. If you're not in there getting reps to get stronger, if you are just a normal player and you're in there in the second half of a preseason game, that's usually, show us something, dude.
Yeah.
He says it's clear the Cowboys still need to see more from their 2023 first-round pick. If Smith was meeting expectations, he would not be playing more than a series or two, if at all, in the preseason. While many assume he'll be on the 53-man roster, his name is one to think about when hearing Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer talk Monday. Shotty said, "We're still in the information gathering process. We'll sit down after we play Friday, and we'll make some decisions about the entire roster. There will probably be some surprises from some of the mock things that are out there in terms of, hey, I thought for sure that guy was going to make it." I think right now, if we're looking at the Cowboys and the roster decisions that they're making, I think Mozzie's probably off. I think the Cowboys, when we talk about bubble guys of, you're on the bubble, but are you in the bubble or are you out the bubble and trying to play in or may play your way off? Mozzie's on the outside and he's got to play in. This is, I think, reached a point for the Cowboys where they're like, time to show it, dude. Mm. And I wonder, to a lesser extent, this is more just a sense or a question that I have right now, is if Luke Schoonmaker's similar. Schoonmaker, he left the field yesterday, like we said, with the injury. He was a little banged up. They've talked positively about some of the work he's done. I've heard more positive things about him than Mozzie in some of their public comments. But it's just some of the work that he's done and some of the teams that he's run with during these practices. I just wonder if they're getting a little frustrated with, hey, we got to start setting an example of, you're not just going to be here because of where you were picked.
Yeah.
And Mozzie, I think right now, is definitely out. I think Schoonmaker might be kind of waffling there. And if that's the case, DeMarvin Overshown's not going to be available for you at the beginning of the season. That would mean if those two were gone, at minimum, all of your first four rounds, your picks from the first four rounds of the draft 2 years ago would not be on your team to start the season.
Wow.
Just 2 years ago. Because they had Junior Fajoco that they took. And even if you look behind that, Eric Scott is not here anymore. The others that are on the roster, Awesome Richards, who I think is on, but I mean, he's had some struggles at times. They like a lot of different guys on the offensive line. Deuce Vaughn was in the sixth, and then Jalen Brooks in the seventh. That, I'm just saying, it's not impossible that none of them could be available. It's not likely, but it's not impossible that your 2023 draft class is all unavailable to you at the start of the season.
Will McClay, the pristine reputation.
So this is where I think this is actually a, not a credit, but I guess this is I think something that should be used as an example of why scouting is what it is. So they've been so good for so long at hitting these things that you're going to hit a class like they did. I think 2019 was one of those. You're going to hit a class where you don't hit anybody. It's just the law of averages. You're not going to be able to just correctly project out everybody consistently like that. And so the pressure you put on the personnel department every year to, hey, repopulate this roster, we're not going to spend anything, go find us four starters. And then if you have a draft like 23 where you may have ended up with none to start the season and one depending on how Overshown comes back from his knee, that's where, yeah, you may look at the scouting department and go like, oh, why didn't you guys miss those? Well, the law of averages says out of 10 of them, yeah, one of them's going to miss. And that's what you've done, is that that was the draft class that you had some swings and misses on, and that's unfortunate. But now you've put yourself in a bad position and set your roster back because of it, and it's because you won't spend more aggressively in free agency.
All right, we have the guest list in the final hour of the Hump Day edition. Hump Day. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20. What type of mood is he going to be in after last night and this Royal series? But what does Nick Eatman think about the Adam Schefter divorce report on Micah now and his surprises from the Cowboys Netflix documentary? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.